This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
I love to bring you the Hour One Nugget each and every day. And today we continue God Accepting Me, and we're at part 23. And today we're looking at Philippians, the first chapter, and verses 9 and 10. Actually, I'm not even sure I'm going to get to verse 10, but I'm going to certainly try. Paul is in chains. He's in prison. And him and Timothy are writing this letter to the Philippian church. And Paul says this: I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. Paul is praying for the church in Philippi. And I believe, because this is in Scripture, I believe Paul is interceding. I believe he is praying for you right at this moment. I pray, says Paul, that your love will overflow more and more. Not just a bit, but more and more. And notice this as well. He says, I pray that your love will overflow. He's talking about the love that is within the people. He's talking about the love that is within you right now. And you may feel that your love is on the floor. You don't feel that you have much love. But I'm here to assure you, beloved, that God has filled you full of love. He has completely filled you full of love. That is true. That is the fact. When you committed your heart to Him, when you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, you may not have realized it, but He was loving you. He was accepting you right at that point, and He continues to accept you. In other words, He continues to love you. Now, I didn't even understand that myself until the Lord, one evening, as I was driving my car to a TV studio up north, I had a guy in the back of the car, and he just slapped his hand on my back and began to prophesy. And from that moment on, God's love poured into my heart and into my life for 7 days and seven nights. Why am I telling you that? Because I didn't ask for it. It just happened. But when God had imparted His love into me, that love became mine. It was my love. It was all my love. And I thank Him from the bottom of my heart that I began to understand and know exactly what God's love meant. I love Him so much. I love Him so much and the Lord wants you to know right now. He wants you to know very clearly that He loves you and He cares for you. And I think that we've got to spend time now thanking Him. Even when you're feeling on the floor, even when you're feeling so low, you must know that He loves you. Paul's talking there also about knowledge. He's talking about the knowledge that you have. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. There's a verse I'm trying to think of and it just won't come. I don't know why it won't come to me. But there's a verse that comes to me, or the words of that verse come flooding into my soul and I just can't remember where it is. And Jesus is talking about pouring His love on us. And then He says, your love. In other words, He's given it to us. He's given that love to us so that we can love. He says in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another. And in the next verse, He says, as I have loved you, I want you to love one another. I pray, says Paul, that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing, watch, in knowledge and understanding. It's really important that we do grow. Imagine a baby. That baby is being given milk the whole time. And as that baby grows, the mother keeps giving the baby milk. And the baby grows a bit more. But mom is still just giving that baby milk. What do you think's going to happen? That baby needs to start eating. He needs to be weaned off the bottle or off the breast. He needs to be starting to eat solids. And it's exactly like that with the Christian life. And that's why Paul is talking about growing in knowledge and understanding. The only way you're going to do that is to look at Scripture, is to read Scripture, is to understand what God is saying to you through Scripture. And many times you read a verse and you think, I haven't got a clue what this is about. Many times you look at a passage of Scripture and you think, what are you trying to say, Lord? But that's when we say, Father, pour your knowledge into me now. Pour your understanding into me now so that I can understand what is being said. And then you begin to taste food for the first time. Imagine the first time you ever tried steak. Or if you're a vegetarian, imagine the first time you tried a new dish you'd never tried before and you thought, oh my word, this is beautiful. It's like that, reading Scripture, only better. Because of what He has done for you, because of what He has done for me, because He accepts us, and through that acceptance, He is loving us, and He doesn't stop. Don't you think it behoves us to try so very well to love him the way he loves us? Do you not see that? Beloved, I need you to think about this for a moment, because you find yourself stuck. My daughter is going through a really hard time at the moment. And she spoke to me the other day. She texted me the other day. And then we spoke on the phone. And she wasn't particularly nice to me, shall we say. And she sent me a text only today. And she said this. She said, "I'm sorry about the other day, Dad. I think we're all feeling the stress. I'm out of my depth, but that's when I lean fully on God and not on my own understanding. The Holy Spirit is with me always." That is amazing. That is faith in action. And she is facing a really hard time. She could well be homeless in the next month. And she has three children. But she's leaning on Almighty God. She's leaning on the Holy Spirit. And she knows that her Savior is going to come through. She has no understanding of that, but she just knows that she knows. And actually, I would love you to pray for her, that the Lord would do something miraculous in her life. So she has an amazing testimony, and I'm pretty sure she will have an incredible testimony. I pray that your love will overflow more and more. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for those who are listening to this broadcast, to this word, Lord, whether by Worship Radio 247 or by Podbean, our podcast service, whatever it is, Lord, I pray that their love would overflow more and more. Let it overflow, Father. Bubble it up inside them, I pray, in the name of Jesus. And also that they would grow in knowledge and understanding of you. I pray in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.